Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Sometimes I feel like the week is dragging, but holy cow, this is already the hump show. It's already the hump show. Already the middle show of the work week. I've got a bit of a countdown going myself, and I just mean this week, down to a handful of hours until Bob arrives in the New York City area. He hasn't been here since June, so it's been a while. Looking forward to that. But you don't care about that, or do you? Producer Jay, you know what I found out? Even when we answer the wedding questions in a video, people still have to ask questions. So this cracks me up. I'm not sure if you've had a chance to see the feedback on our new YouTube video, but there's one guy who has actually posed questions in the comment section that we've answered in the video. Stop it. How do you out yourself like that? You go and you start the video, but you're either impatient and you can't get all the way through it because, oh no, it requires 15 minutes of your life, or you pretend like you watched it, but you didn't. And so then you go and you ask two questions that are answered in the video. And one of the questions he asked was addressed in the first 9 minutes of the video.
I can't think of a question that we didn't address in the video.
Like, well, there's a part two that we haven't yet revealed. So we do have a second part to Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle. But no joke, it happened on the actual video on our YouTube channel, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And I saw people do the same thing on Facebook, on social media. They're replying to the post of the video where I put it up on Facebook and Twitter. There's actually a still photo from the video, so you can see that it's me and you. I've got a microphone. You're in front of a microphone yourself. It's great. It looks, well, it's one of those where I don't actually have my mouth open in a funny, weird position, which sometimes happens or all the time happens. Instead of just clicking on the link and watching the video, there's a few people who are asking questions that we've answered in the video. Now, that's the point. I'm going to draw a line here. I am going to be stubborn as heck about this. You asked dozens of questions for the last 6 weeks. You all have bombarded us with questions about the wedding. So we take the time, and it took a while too because of the logistics of me being at home and us using two different microphones in different places on a Zoom call. Jay did hours of editing, and I do mean hours. For that reason, we're not answering your questions about the wedding anymore. No. Go watch the damn video. We worked for hours on it. Jay more than me. Although I was the one who had to answer the questions and I felt a little bit nervous about it. I'm still feeling nervous about it. But what was the point? We told you we would put a video out there for you to watch so you could see me answer all of your questions. And now that I've answered them, you either won't watch the video or the answers aren't good enough for you. Jay, how does that make you feel? Internalize and tell me how it makes you feel.
Just watch the video, please.
Jay did so much work on this video, you guys. You don't even understand how challenging it was to make all the different moving parts come together in a relatively seamless video. So yeah, we know that a bunch of you have in fact watched the video because we're seeing the numbers skyrocket. So thank you for following the link and watching the video on YouTube. It's our latest video on the YouTube channel, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. The link is up on both our Facebook page as well as on my Twitter, A-Law Radio. Easy to find. In fact, I just retweeted it a little while ago. We went through and picked out all of your wedding questions. A couple of stipulations, but for the most part, we answered them all. And there is a part two, but Jay, I'm not sure we should be sharing part two because it was such disrespect in response to part one.
I'm feeling it. Ow.
Poor Jay is feeling particularly attacked, personally and particularly attacked over this video. So yeah, like I said, we're happy to answer your questions in a video, which we did just for you. My favorite response. Some woman writes back with, "People get married every day. What's the big deal?"
So
well, people may
questions.
Get married every day, but not this people. This people only gets married once. So that's the big deal. And here's the funny thing about social media. You only have to interact and engage with people and with personalities that you want to. You don't need
to. No, people don't get that. That's irrelevant.
What's the big deal? People get married every day. Jealous much? It's not my fault. If you don't want to watch the video, don't watch the video. But a lot of people do care. Anyway, it's out there. It's available. You will expose yourself and expose your ADHD if you don't actually watch the video and then you post questions that we've answered in the video. And yes, Jay is finished working on part two. It's much shorter. Jay, how long is part two?
About 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's shorter. It's half of the first one, but it features your FAQs, or as I've called them frequently, your FQAs. Don't ask me why. Like a DQ. You've been DQ'd if you don't watch the FAQs. So that post in that video, some of you have indicated that you're really excited about part two, which means you watched all the way through because you wouldn't know there's a part two unless you get all the way through to the end. So some of you have indicated that you're excited about part two. You can't wait. So I would just ask that you watch the video. And Jay actually gave you all credit for your questions. He identified the people who asked. And there were multiple people who asked the same questions, but you may, in fact, hear your name on Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle. I'm so proud of the title. It was kind of cute and clever, and you all are ruining it for me. No, you're not. But you're ruining it for Jay because he put all this work into it. So now we're just asking you to go ahead and like it on our YouTube channel and then subscribe to our YouTube channel because that way Jay will see the fruits of his labor. All right. I think I'm done with my soapbox. I think. But I reserve the right to respond when people ask stupid questions. Remember how your kindergarten teacher told you there's no such thing as a stupid question? As a woman who asks questions for a living, trust me, there is absolutely many. There are many examples, but there is absolutely a category of stupid questions.
Don't be stupid.
We don't call people stupid, but we will identify your questions as less than intelligent. In some cases, less than intelligible if your phone autocorrected on you or you just don't know how to spell. All right. I feel better now. Do you feel better now? Anything else that you'd like to say?
No, just watch the video, like, subscribe, because it's a really great video.
It is. It is. I've actually been reticent to share it with my own family and with Bob's family, wondering if they're going to think I'm really strange. But so far, what does that mean?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I love how convicted you are. I don't think so. I mean, I suppose there's a chance they could think you're really weird, but I don't think so. It is the Hump Show. This week is going rapidly. It is flying by rapidly, maybe because we are super busy. And I just want you to know it's only week 3.5 in the NFL. We're getting into week number 4, but we've got big plans for football season on the horizon later in football season. And at some point we'll get the chance to reveal them to you. We've got some really cool plans that are falling into place. Some things and some some, how do I want to keep this a secret, but indicate how cool it is. Some plans as well as some fun activities combining football and after hours that we've never engaged in before. We're really looking forward to that. So there's a lot happening. Right now, though, the focus is trying to understand what the heck is happening in the NFL. And also get ready for baseball playoffs, you guys. We are so close. We're in the last week of baseball's regular season, which means with October on the horizon, the playoffs are coming. We do now have Terry Francona talking about his departure from a game that he loves, a game that he has made his calling in life for as long as he can remember, going back to the days when his dad was in the majors. And in his own words, he explains why he's walking away, but still reluctant to use the R word. So we'll get to a lot of what's happening on the baseball diamond, including a couple more clinching scenarios on Tuesday. And we will start to rumble, not crumble or stumble. Well, in some cases, stumble. We'll start to rumble toward week four in the NFL because coming up on Thursday night, that's when it kicks off, Thursday night. I have to actually listen to the first half of the Thursday night game, which is an NFC North battle. I have to listen to it in the car on my way home from the airport. I'm pretty sure Bob heard this on the radio when he was tuning in, but because it's a Thursday night and he flew in, he's flying in on a Thursday night, the Lions-Packers game will be on the radio, and then I'll get home and I'll rewind on DVR. But yeah, he's not allowed to talk. He's coming from Texas. He has to get in the car and just zip it.
You're back in the dumpers again.
I tried to tell him, Jay, we tried to tell him that football season is a different animal.
It, I mean, all you can do is warn, right?
Fair warning. We gave him many red lights, stop signs, flashing yellows. I don't think he fully understood until just the last couple weeks how all-encompassing football season is.
Hazard reported ahead.
But this is taking it to an extreme. Because I have to work on Thursday night after the game, I've got to be listening and following the game, which means he's allowed to get in the car, say hello. He can hold my hand, but he can't talk.
It's just the way it has to be, right?
Thank goodness Bob understands me. Wait, do you think he'll feel like I'm choosing football over him?
Yeah, maybe.
Don't say that.
But, I mean,
am I choosing football over him?
I don't know
him?
If it's a choice per se, but...
per se? Who uses that phrase? I don't know if it's a choice per se. It's a good thing you're wearing glasses. It kind of goes along with your new persona, per se. It's very contemplative of you. I don't know if it's a choice per se.
Per se, by chance. I don't know.
It's not a choice. It's a... It is kind of a choice to do this job and do it to the best of my ability.
Right.
Who would quibble with that choice exactly? No one.
You can't have any qualms with that.
Wow. What's with you bringing out the words no one's heard in years? Qualms. That's such a good word. I do love the word qualms. Now try to say per se and qualms like five times and see how strange they sound coming out of your mouth.
Per se, qualms.
Qualms.
Qualms. Per se.
We have qualms per se. Not exactly qualms per se. Oh, it sounds so weird now. I don't know. Yeah, this is... clearly the hump show.
Yeah.
So because it's the hump show, we continue that age-old tradition. It does, in fact, mean that we are old or that I am old, of you getting to ask me anything. You may not want to after the first few minutes of the show. All I'm asking is that when we answer, you go back and you pay attention, for heaven's sake.
Get a little bit spicy.
I'm getting a little bit spicy. Thank you. Spicy. I'm getting to a little bit spicy. Is that almost sound like an Aussie accent? Spicy. Well, I kind of feel maybe I'm turning over a new leaf. I kind of feel like I might have a career in impressions in my future across the pond. Spicy.
Get a little bit spicy.
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 Spicy. Oh, no.
Spicy.
Spicy. This is what happens when you do not sleep for 2 days coming off a football weekend. I am delirious. I'll just admit it. Not so
hate Liv.
I hate Liv. Not so spicy. Instead, I'm just delirious. Can he say delirious in an Aussie accent? No? You don't have that available? That's how it goes. I'm a little bit delirious. The reason that I am is because we don't sleep during football season. That also is quite the conundrum. Do you sleep or do you pay attention to work? It's quite the conundrum. Okay, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio, on Twitter, After Hours CBS, on our Facebook page too. Yes, you can access the video or you can just go straight to our YouTube channel. It'll pop right up for you. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. But if you want to send new questions, as in non-wedding questions, non-questions that we've already answered, if you would like to send new questions, show them, show yourselves, and show your questions, show your hand on our Twitter and Facebook links. Look for the bright orange box. We do love food questions. Also, it's officially fall. Should we do a fall theme to Ask Amy? It is officially fall.
We have so many that have come in already, though.
Oh, really?
Next week, maybe.
Okay. Next week, we'll do an officially fall. By the way, for the first time in 5 days, Wednesday, we may see the sun in my neighborhood. It has been so depressing. I actually called Ophelia that stupid storm Tuesday.
You got weather.
Oh, thanks, Peyton. Do you know that my running shoes are finally dry? Finally, it
really?
Took 4 days for my running shoes to dry out after doing a half marathon in a tropical depression. I do not recommend it. I do not. As in, do not recommend it, Jay. So in case you were planning on, you know, you once told me that you thought you could train for a half marathon in 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
That would be enough. If in the next 2 weeks you would like to train for a half marathon, I say avoid it in the rain at all costs.
How are you feeling, like, dry yet? I feel like if I ran a half marathon, that would just be...
Every time wet. I put on my windbreaker now, I get flashbacks.
Exactly.
It's like I'm having a really bad reaction. Mentally, I'm having flashbacks. Okay, we are off and running. Coming up, we're going to dive into the latest in Major League Baseball, Seiya Suzuki. There's a reason why he's trending on social media. We've got the latest clinching scenarios as well. The Phillies, they have a flair for the dramatic, don't they? Wait until you hear the latest with them. Terry Francona a little bit later. And we've got pre-week four, and some college football too, because we still haven't had a chance to talk about how Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes got their rear ends kicked. They got their Buffalo tails kicked over the weekend at Oregon. And oh, I can't believe I just said it like that, Oregon. And now USC, top five team, is up next. Oy, it could be a painful couple weeks for Deion.
I'm a monument.
Not a moment. Well, good thing, because that was one moment that you might not want to repeat. We are just warming up. Me. That might be left over from running in the rain and Hurricane Ophelia. That definitely is. I know. Sometimes you wonder why you listen to this show. It's After Hours.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
The venue's set. Families coming in from all over. It's her quinceañera. With all the excitement, it may be easy to overlook COVID-19. It's still a risk, and that's why it's muy importante to get this season's COVID-19 shot ahead of time. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. So let's set the date, vaccinate, and celebrate. Check eligibility and schedule this season's COVID-19 shot on the CDC site, vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
With Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
What the hell's going on right now?
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Bouncer back toward the middle, leaking into center field, a base hit. Tatis coming home. The throw to the plate. Not in time. The Phillies are going back to the postseason. The rookie Johan Rojas with an RBI single here in the bottom of the 10th inning. They win it 3-2. Back-to-back appearances in the postseason.
Getting you to the good half of your week. It's the Hump Show on After Hours.
I suppose the rest of the week feels great if you are a member of the Phillies who are spending their second straight October at work, or if you are a member of the Phillies fan base who sees them walk off against the Pirates in the 10th inning and clinch the top wild card in the National League. Now, remember, from a wild card spot in 2022, they end up in the World Series. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Rob Thompson, who took over early last season. Remember, he was not the manager. He became the interim in May when Joe Girardi was fired, led them to what was this meteoric rise. Not that it was the best team in the National League. They weren't even the best team in their own division. In fact, they were third place in their division going back to the end of the year. But he had them believing in themselves. Certainly the way that Thompson has brought this group together. And they've added talent. But I love his leadership style. It's one that takes everything in stride, but yet it celebrates successes. And it does bring a sense of urgency. And so Rob Thompson took over and got them, what led them to the World Series from that wild card spot a year ago. And it looked pretty bleak for a while. Let's be honest. Again, the first half of this season, it didn't look as though the Phillies had an encore in store. But he gets to stand in front of the locker room, the clubhouse, yet again, knowing that October baseball is on the horizon.
What an unbelievable team we have. And this is just the start. This team is built for where we're going. To get there is the tough part. Now we got to finish this thing off. I'm so proud of you guys. You guys have overcome a lot of things. This is the most resilient team I've ever been around, and that plays big in the playoff. Okay. Get your rest. Come in late tomorrow. Party hard tonight. The last thing, JT, how many more playoffs?
We got 13 wins!
The Phillies got to celebrate on the field with a walk-off and then in their clubhouse. And that's Rob Thompson before their celebration on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Now, funny enough, I don't know if you saw this or if you read about it, JT Realmuto actually chewed the plastic off of a box of cigars. Okay, so that's his way of celebrating. I don't know if that's something that he does on a regular basis. If you're a Phillies fan or if you know something about it, you will let me know. But he chewed the plastic off of a box of cigars, and then the players were able to light them as part of their victory celebration. I suppose they bend the rules when it comes to flames indoors when you're talking about a team celebrating an official postseason berth. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Forget the cigars. Garrett Stubbs has got some other substance in mind.
This locker room is going to smell terrible for the next 6 weeks. Love it.
Men, you all are strange sometimes.
This locker room is going to smell terrible.
Oh, great. Yay.
Love it.
Love it.
That's disgusting.
You know what? I once went to New Orleans to do a basketball game in the wake of Mardi Gras. Oh. So it was the last day of Mardi Gras, and people were partying like it was 1999. And I remember I went to Pat O'Brien's and got a hurricane that with a couple members of the crew. That was the thing to do. We just kind of walked through the streets of the French Quarter on the last night of Mardi Gras. But I had an early flight. My hotel was right there on the French Quarter. So at 4 o'clock in the morning, I have to get up and wait for a car to come get me to take me. Actually, I think I had a rental car, whatever. I had to get my car and drive to the airport at 4 o'clock in the morning. There were still people wandering around, of course, at 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning in their gowns, their suits, their
the beads,
fancy duds. It's certainly beads everywhere. But the thing that I will always remember about New Orleans, the morning after the last night of Mardi Gras, although I guess you could say it was still the last night of Mardi Gras, the stench. It smelled so disgusting, like someone had spilled an entire cauldron of alcohol. Just like it was disgusting. Marco's here in studio. There's no transition really from that to hello, Marco.
Hi.
Have you ever been to New Orleans?
I have not.
Around Mardi Gras? Okay. It stinks to high heaven because it's stale beer and stale alcohol and forget the BO and the throw up, but just
it's hard to forget those.
I will never be able to get that smell. They say that of your five senses, smell is the keenest, that it is most closely associated with memories, believe it or not, that you can smell, say, cookies, or you can smell, I don't know, just come up with it, any type of a childhood smell that you associate with a particular memory, and it can put you right back there. That smell is the keenest of your five senses.
I never would have thought that.
Well, anytime I smell stale beer, I'm right back in New Orleans in the French Quarter the night of the last night of Mardi Gras. It was so gross.
Or B.O.?
Well, I mean, there's plenty of places in my life that I've smelled B.O. I work with a bunch of dudes the majority of the time.
This locker room is going to smell terrible.
I'm just kidding. Most of you all smell fine. And I try not to get close enough to notice anyway. No, I'm saying, well, hey, let's be honest. You know that we work, and it's not just referring to here, because I've worked in other newsrooms that are manned by 20-somethings and late at night, and you work long hours and hard hours. And I will say I've worked with a few young men who felt as though the shower was optional and also washing your clothes optional and just decided that it's radio. Who cares, right?
We don't have time for that.
No one's going to smell me. I work in radio. No one's going to see me. And so, yes, it's gotten worse, I would say, over the course of my time working in this business. Because if you've noticed over the past 10 years, what passes for professional...
We're professional.
We are. I am. I won't speak for you. What passes for professional clothing has changed. And you know that that's the case. And I'm not putting people down. I'm just saying that, no, a lot of the millennials, this is something they talk about. You're not a millennial, but
no.
A lot of millennials will, this is one of the things that matters to them when they look for jobs, a casual dress code. A lot of that, again, there's studies done on this thing. One of the reasons why dress codes have changed so drastically in offices is because of the influx of millennials, and many of them want a place where they can go to work so they can wear either jeans or shorts or flip-flops or other casual, sometimes sweatpants or yoga pants.
Good for them.
I guess.
I mean, look, I'm nobody to talk about dress codes. I mean, I grant that I like the casual myself, so I'm not going to sit here and poo-poo that. I'm a big fan.
But there is a difference between casual dress code or casual Fridays, if you will, and just not showering wearing clean clothes.
Yes, clean clothing, yes, and showering. Bathing is important.
Bathing,
yes, hygiene. It is important. Although that does make me feel better because this is a fight that I have with my oldest now, who's 9.
He's nine.
Apparently, the only pants that he'll put on are soft pants, which I had never heard of either.
Soft pants?
They're sweats. That's the only thing.
Soft pants.
That's all he says. And I'm like, who the hell told you they were soft pants? Like, where do you come up with this stuff?
Soft pants.
I mean,
Jay loves soft pants, to be
perfectly honest.
Like, part of me is kind of like, I get it. They're soft. You're comfortable. What do you care? You're only going to school. Like, I get it. And I'm not going to argue with you. That's fine. But
wait, he wears sweatpants to school?
He wears sweatpants 24 hours a day. If he's not in his pajamas, the kid's in what he calls soft pants.
I didn't know you could wear soft pants to school.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That was always the case. I mean, I could have done that. I didn't do it, but I could have did that when I was at school, too. Huh. I was always a jeans guy. But I'm like, you know, we don't have any clothes. I'm like, buddy, I didn't get a chance to wash your clothes. Put the jeans on. He's like, I'm not putting those on. Those things, I don't know. They don't feel right. I want soft pants. I'm like, what if soft pants?
I look good, and I know.
Does he wear shorts?
Yeah, but it's got to be really hot.
Oh.
He prefers soft pants.
Now you're calling him soft pants?
Again, these are all things that I'm learning. I'm trying to adapt. I'm trying to, not fight.
Adorable.
Don't go against the current. You know, you got to pick your battles. But
what if you go to a restaurant where, say, they don't allow soft pants?
Well, see, that's where the good part comes in. What
you don't
restaurants
have to.
Are we going to?
Oh, okay.
Where are we going? Where are we going?
No.
We're not going anywhere.
You might want to take him out somewhere special for, I don't know, his 10th birthday.
I don't know about that.
No?
I don't think he would care either because he would probably say, I can't wear soft pants. I can't wear soft pants. I'm not going. You know.
Three kids
work at night. Let's be fair. We're not going to any 5-star restaurants anytime soon.
I enjoy soft pants this time of the year. It's now officially fall, and the last couple of days I've been wearing soft pants. In fact, when I left my neighborhood a couple hours ago to come to work, 51 degrees.
Nice.
When I get home in the morning, it will be in the 40s.
Nice.
So
I'm definitely wearing
soft pants.
So apparently,
myself. Soft
pants. If you did not know, or maybe that's I don't know if that's his verbiage or younger kids. I don't know. I'm learning as we're going.
Yes.
Because when he first said soft pants, I was like, what the hell are you talking about? And then I, just kind of put two and two together because you don't want to question your children. Takes longer.
Ever? Oh, it takes longer.
I don't need the 20-minute conversation. It's just kind of like you start looking for context clues and see if I can figure this out without having to ask the question of what are you talking about?
When it comes my time to be a parent, I'm going to need some tips because you and I are similar in that you became a parent a little bit later in life, right? And now that you've got your third child, I think it's great. There are all kinds of different shapes and sizes and ages for families, and you and I will have something in common.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Biggest piece of advice, don't listen to anybody.
Biggest piece of advice, don't ask questions of your children.
No,
that's what you just said.
Basically, just go with the flow. Do whatever you feel.
I'm not good at that.
No. The more you ask,
am I going to be a terrible mom?
No, the more you ask, the more you question, the more you talk to 700 people, you're going to get 700 different answers. Just do what you feel is right in the moment. Live with the mistakes.
Mm.
You're going to make them.
And parents do make mistakes.
Oh,
I mean, I think
a lot.
You and I, if we're being honest, every person out there would admit their parents made some mistakes. It's
a friend of mine said that a long time ago to me before I had kids, and this has always been my biggest fear. And he's like, look, man, we know it. Your parents, my parents, they all made mistakes. We're going to make mistakes. You're just going to make different ones.
Yeah.
Just try to not make the exact same mistake, but then you're going to make a different one. He's like, just be comfortable with
kids. Kids are resilient, though. I mean, they really are. If you love them, I mean, I think if you love them, that's the most important thing. You clearly do. You don't sleep. You love your kids so much, you never sleep.
I mean, anybody with kids, it's just the way it is. It is.
Don't listen to anyone, he said.
They're awesome.
I tell him I want some advice about becoming a parent, and he says, don't listen to anyone.
Just do what you feel is right. Go with it.
Well, I don't know what's right.
You never do. That's the thing. You can ask as many questions as you want. You'll never know the answer. And everything is going to come up and spur of the moment. Just do what you feel is right. It's as simple as that, and it's as
complicated as that.
Yeah. And anything that you do, you're going to question it afterwards. It is what it is. You can't look backwards.
That's true. You can't spend all your time second guessing. For sure. Well, I do enjoy your parenting story. Someday you can laugh at mine. Soft pants. on Twitter, After Hours CBS. If you have questions about soft pants or anything else that you would like to ask us, ask Amy anything, part of the Hump Show. Our Facebook page, too. If you've got wedding questions, they've been answered. The majority of them have been answered in our brand new YouTube video. The link is also up on social. Hey, if you haven't yet voted for TD of the Week, that poll is still going for a couple more hours. So make sure you find that as well on our social. There's so much to do, always. Terry Francona is finally opening up a little bit about the R word, which for a long time he did not want to speak, but he is doing it now. And a special tribute to Brooks Robinson, who passed away on Tuesday.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle.
The big question is Desmond Ridder. The problem that I think a lot of fans are having and looking at Desmond Ridder is they just haven't seen enough. They want to trust him. They want to believe. But I will tell you this, Jason. In the training camp sessions that I had a chance to go check out, the one thing that bothered me was his aggressiveness to throw the football when he needed to.
Listen and subscribe to In the Huddle, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.
It's a Touchdown Tuesday on After Hours.
Firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown!
Takes it himself to the pylon. Touchdown!
One man to beat 10. He's gone!
They throw in the end zone. Caught! Touchdown!
Hey, the guy missed. He's inside the five. He's to the 3-2-1.
Touchdown! Southern's helping into the end zone. Touchdown!
To cast your vote for the TD of the Week, head to at After Hours CBS on Twitter or give us a call at 855-212-4227. The Miami Dolphins.
Arios in motion. They pitch to A-Chain. Up the left side. 40, 50. He's gone. 30. Nobody's going to catch the A-Chain. Touchdown, Miami Dolphins.
Well, you want to see A-Chain speed at its best. What a day. The rookie out of Texas A&M has had. He just outruns everybody. If you're wondering what a track meet looks like, you got a chance to see them all except Mr. Waddle today on just how fast this team is. He just runs past everybody.
Los Angeles Chargers.
Right at midfield, first and 10. And it's a screen to Keenan. Keenan, flea flicker. Oh, right sideline. He's got him to the 10. 5. Touchdown, Chargers! What can't the captain do?
He just went from captain to quarterback.
49-yard flea flicker. Touch, actually, it was a lateral to Keenan.
A double pass.
Yes, a double pass. Reverse pass. And they left Mike Williams on the screen. Mike gets it into the end zone, and the Chargers are up 20-10.
The Houston Texans.
This is going to be inside the 10. And this is dropped, picked up by Beck. Beck still going, running to the right side. Beck has some room, 25, 30, 35, 40. He's at the 50. He's at the 45 of Jacksonville. Beck across the 30, the 20, the 15, 10, 5. Are you kidding? Rock and roll. Touchdown, Houston.
The Green Bay Packers.
Three receivers left. Dobbs to the right once again. Taylor to the right side of Jordan Love in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Love throws right side back. Taylor
creeping grab. Romeo Dobbs. Touchdown. Green Bay Packers. Sensational throw and catch. Oh my goodness. They beat Isaac Yiadom and the Packers have tied it at 17. Extra point pending. Extra point to give the Packers the lead for the first time this afternoon. Wow. What a fourth quarter.
What a week in the NFL. And you can still vote for the After Hours TD of the Week the next 2 hours. The poll is retweeted, A-Law Radio, or it's pinned to the top of our show Twitter account. You can also find it on our Facebook page, Easy Peasy. You hear the Miami Dolphins Radio Network and their special scoring song in the background with Devon Achan, which is what he prefers to be called, 70 points after the rookie running back goes for his fourth touchdown. Also on Chargers Radio, Keenan Allen, he has a perfect passer rating, a 46-yard chuck over the top to Mike Williams, who unfortunately tore his ACL in that victory. Who was it? They're playing the Vikings, right? The victory against the Vikings on Sunday. But Keenan Allen with a monster game, including a TD pass. Andrew Beck, heaviest player ever to go 80, well, ever to return a kickoff for a touchdown. After he bobbles it, he goes 85 yards. Mark Vandermeer on Houston Texans radio. And then the go-ahead touchdown from Jordan Love to Romeo Doubs, Wayne Larrabee on Packers radio. I think a lot of people have already forgotten that the Saints missed a field goal then that would have actually given them the win after the Packers rallied from 17 points down in the fourth quarter. So those are your options. Again, the poll is still live on both Twitter and Facebook. It's good to have you with us here on The Hump Show After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We've actually, believe it or not, we've actually got the Ryder Cup on the horizon. And I had forgotten, not that the Ryder Cup was coming this fall, but that the dates were what they were and that it would be right smack dab in the middle of the first month of the football season. But I'm really excited to see the mix with, especially the way that golf is fractured and has fractured. But I'm really excited to see the mix of the Americans with the one live player, especially considering how salty and spicy the press conferences got on Tuesday. So we'll get to a little bit of golf coming up in the rest of the show. It's about 3 hours still to go. You get to ask Amy anything in our third hour. And so you have some time yet to send your questions to Twitter and Facebook. But we'll also work in some golf. Jay found some funny stuff with the Phoenix Coyotes who are down under. I'm not sure how much Australians know about ice hockey, but maybe they're going to get a crash course with this down under tour. And considering that the Arizona Cardinals just won their first game of the season, but did it without Kyler Murray, you got to wonder how many people are actually paying attention to the Cardinals or even know that their fill-in quarterback, who's only been with the team for a month. He's been with the team for a month. Josh Dobbs is also a legit rocket scientist. You would be excused, maybe, not if you listen to the show on a regular basis, but if you didn't know Josh Dobbs was the starting quarterback, because apparently even at the Cardinals team store, Dobbs can't find his own uni.
Yo, Josh Dobbs here. All right, I'm in the team store for the Cardinals, trying to get a jersey for my fam. Check this out. So I walk over here to get a jersey made. Boom. Adult. Then I go large. Next. Then I go select from roster. Okay. Next. And guess what? Your boy is nowhere to be found. You got all the numbers and no number 9. Like, yo, I know I just got here, but at least, come on, we can at least have the custom jersey ready for me. Help your boy out.
That's fantastic. That'd be like me going on the CBS Sports Radio website, and there's no after hours link or no photo for after hours.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Josh Dobbs, he's the starter now, and I get it. He's a journeyman quarterback, and he's only keeping the seat warm for one Kyler Murray. However, he does have nearly 600 passing yards. He's got a couple of touchdown throws, and he's got no interceptions. Smart dude, fun personality, obviously. And Kyler is on IR right now, which means he wasn't going to play in the first month of the season anyway. But a win is a win is a win is a win. And Dobbs had a really efficient day on Sunday against the Cowboys. 17 of 21, 189 yards and a score. He also had 55 rushing yards. This is a Dallas defense that dominated its first two opponents. So let's give Dobbs his due.
Help your boy out.
Dobbs his due. So he's standing there in the Arizona Cardinals team store, and he's going through the computer, the process of trying to find his jersey in stock, but there's no number nine anywhere. Maybe they've got that old number nine, somebody else's number nine, but it's definitely not Josh Dobbs. It's crazy stuff. Do we have time for Marquise Brown? Okay, so Hollywood Brown, receiver with the Cardinals, loves the impact that Dobbs has made since he arrived in the desert.
You could tell, you know, he gets prepared each week. He's looking better and better. And, you know, we're really rallying around him. You know, we know he can win us some games, and, you know, he's going to keep improving each week.
Now that's the thing that I think cannot be overlooked. He's steady. He's calm. As I say, he's real smart. He's cerebral. He's obviously athletic. But at the same time, he understands that he's playing for the moment. He's not going to take it for granted because he's been a journeyman quarterback in the NFL, and he was brought in to make sure they can bridge the gap to Kyler, which means he's giving you everything he's got every week. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, everybody? Okay, do you guys know that even if we all ate the same and exercised the same, that we would all still look completely different? I'm Lacey Green. I'm a super trainer with Body. That's BODI.com. I'm telling you, this is something that you need in your life. The app isn't just about having a perfect body, because what is that anyway? It's about what we call health esteem. Feeling good about yourself right now, just as you are, as you work on the person you are becoming. Using Body's tools to find your version of happy and healthy. Body isn't just some software. It's people. It's trainers, nutrition, and mindset experts, and a community of other people just like you and me. And they even have my program for beginners only, which you have to try even if you've never worked out a day in your life. I'll get you off the couch and started on day one, finding the joy and dropping the judgment. And don't take my word for it. You can try it for free right now for 14 days at body.com. That's body with an I.com. Let's get up, get moving, and feel good. Woo woo!